You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the zero carbon bill that the government has out for consultation at the moment is a really crucial bill for health, because climate change has huge impacts for human health in New Zealand, implications for the health sector, but also because there are enormous opportunities for health in well-designed climate action. And this draft IPCC report that has been that was in the media this week has a number of implications for that zero carbon bill. Firstly, it shows that 1.5 degrees of average warming is really different from 2 degrees of average warming. Although those two things sound really similar, what this report shows is that they're incredibly different from the perspective of sea level rise, extreme weather events, and therefore impacts on people's lives and on their health and well-being. And that means that we need to be really strongly ensuring that the actions we take in New Zealand alongside the rest of the world keep us within a good chance of keeping within 1.5 degrees of average warming. And that means we need to speed up our actions. It means that we need to aim for zero emissions well before 2050, thinking more like zero emissions by 2040. It means that the next decade of action is vitally important, because the faster we start reducing now, the less we have to do at the end. And what the report also finds is that the short-lived gases are also really important. So we've been thinking a lot about carbon dioxide, which is the main greenhouse gas that's responsible for global warming, that hangs around in the atmosphere for a really long time. But what this report says is that the shorter-lived gases that are also more potent in terms of their warming potential also need to be reduced in the coming decade or two to keep us within that 1.5 degrees. And that means for the zero carbon bill that all sectors need to play their part, and that includes agriculture.
In the media release, it mentions that we have 3 decades sitting on our hands. What do you mean by that?
So most of the world and New Zealand have spent the last 3 decades receiving reports from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change from climate scientists saying that climate change is important, knowing what's causing it, and yet not taking any action. So we've continued to grow our emissions globally and in New Zealand over that past 3 decades, and not taken any action to reduce them. So that has meant that now we have to take even more action, even steeper reductions across all of those greenhouse gases that cause global warming, across all sectors, and faster than we would have had to do if we had started taking action when the climate scientists were telling us we needed to.
What's the role of the treaty in establishing smarter climate change laws?
So the treaty is New Zealand's foundational constitutional document. What we know about climate change is that from a health perspective, it's going to impact on Māori communities first and hardest, and increase the social and health inequities that already exist for Māori communities. And so we need to ensure that the treaty is at the heart of climate policy in New Zealand, to ensure that we are, whilst addressing climate change, also reducing some of those health and social inequities, not making them worse. And at the same time, we know that Māori frameworks for health and for the environment and for well-being can be really helpful to us in the kind of social transformation that's needed. So by putting treaty at the heart of climate policy, we can also be learning from and taking advantage as a society from the knowledge that Māori already hold about creating healthy and climate-friendly society.
So the report says the zero carbon bill needs to be strengthened. What actions will need to be taken?
So what the IPCC report means for the zero carbon bill is that we need to be taking faster, stronger action than any of the options in the bill at the moment. So at the moment, the bill talks about net zero emissions by 2050. What we know from the IPCC information that's being released is that we need to get to net zero well before that, probably by 2040. And what we also know now is that we need to make sure that we're reducing all the greenhouse gases which are causing global warming, not just carbon dioxide, but also nitrous oxide and methane. So that means that all sectors need to be part of reducing their emissions rapidly over the coming decades.
So an increase from 1.5 degrees to 2 degrees, in the words of the report, would be a dangerous step for humanity. So what sort of change does that 0.5 increase produce?
So it could mean, it can mean, for example, the difference between our whanaunga in the Pacific being able to continue to live in their own lands or need to migrate because of sea level rise. It could mean the difference between sea level rise that we can manage with some community movement and mitigation, and sea level rise impacting on many major cities. And it could mean the difference between us being able to manage the increase in severe weather events, and those severe weather events being significantly more severe. Things like extremes of heat and storms, which we know impacts on housing and on health and on well-being.
Okay, thank you, Dr. McMillan. That's all the questions I have. Is there any further comments you would like to make?
I need to urge your listeners to take part in the consultation around the Zero Carbon Bill. This is one of the most important pieces of legislation for our health now and in the future. And the consultation's open until the 19th of July. So I'd urge everyone to make a submission on that bill for strong, healthy and fair and treaty-based climate action.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.